And it was pretty unbelievable.
Sir, briefly, how did you come across this 65-year-old?
She doesn't lie, so I believed her, and it wasn't a joke after all.
I was in the gutter in Tehran, looking for my Trojans.
Betty, it's probably a pretty big day at that Marine outfit in Vietnam, and we hope it's a peaceful one.
I thought she was going to help me find my brother, but she said,
Ficky Fig. But this is also quite a day for Waukegan, Illinois. Pat's hometown.
100 lira.
Or is it, as the story?
This community
alongside Lake Michigan that is home for the groom is trying to take things in stride and generally succeeding. You hear the usual tavern talk,
and she starts eating me.
I
swear to God, her teeth
are
cold. It's like she had metal teeth or something, air-conditioned teeth.
But we're not stringing banners.
No spit at all.
We don't want to act like a bunch of country cousins.
And so she's scarfing away, and around the corner comes this big hefty, looked like a Persian Keystone cop. There it was. So she babbled with the creep for a while, and I paid him $1. And he left. I suspect it was her brother-in-law.
The union of Pat Nugent and Lucy Johnson.
So he left, and so we crossed the street and went into an even deeper, darker alley. And she starts scarfing me again.
With the cold teeth.
So I patted her on the ass, and she whirls around and pulls up about 97 grimy petticoats. And Bob, he grabs a hold of me and whang, and I don't know which hole I went into.
Many doings in Washington are what you
somewhere
might
in the process of that, she caught my wallet.
Did it feel good?
Yeah, it felt far good.
Can you briefly describe what happened when you
felt like a felt like one of those, biscuit tubes.
A Ballard oven ready?
Yeah, a Ballard oven. Felt like full of liver. It was pretty nice.
Did you come?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think she did.
Did she have a dusty climax?
She just turned around and wiped my dick off with her petticoats.
The proper term?
Split.
Can you briefly describe her face? Did you catch her?
No, she had one of those things across her face. I think the bottom of her face was eaten away by syphilis. Maybe she has a cocaine head and her nose was gone. So she kept that thing on.
Except when she was eating
it. She lifted it up.
Well, you know, we don't know much about the Nugent family, and there was the kind of the thought that maybe the Nugent family was hiding from
fluttered as she breathed.
Did you grab her buns?
No, I patted her on the bun once to see if it, she was kind of bony. It might have been a boy, I don't know. I had a dress on.
How about tits? Any tits?
Not that I could see.
What'd she have on?
Just a bunch of, looked like tablecloths. Maybe a doily or something across her face. Thing around her. Couldn't see anything but her eyes.
She had underwear on, of course.
Well, I don't know. She had all those petticoats on.
Did you suck her slip?
No.
Why not?
I would have puked. I would have wasted all my booze.
You were telling me once about a toe fetish scene you had in Cairo. Would you briefly describe that?
Oh, yeah. When I was about 9 years old, I was a gypsy boy in Egypt. And, during the night, I was stolen away by rich people. And they took me to their castle. I had all the refinements and sex slaves and everything. It was very groovy. And I was walking around one time during some kind of Civil War scene, and a tank ran over my toe. It's incredible. It looked like a beaver tail.
Your toe?
Yeah. With tank treads imprinted in it. In the Cafe Society, I was very, very popular among the elite toe queens of Cairo at that time.
It healed up and just was still.
Yeah, it just stayed flat. It was incredible. I fanned myself with it sometimes. I could water ski on one toe. So it's pretty nutty. I used to get paid thousands and thousands of shekels and things. You know, people just, they like, flip my pancakes with your toe, will you? You know, weird things like that.
You didn't have to tough to tow any tuckuses.
Well, I did slice up a few old cabinet members. I insisted on it. I just sliced them right in there.
What about that mummy?
Wanted me to get wrapped up in them filthy rags with him so he could get some time off from my ass. I stand still for a lot of things in my business, but that was a bit much.
Well, what's been your experience as a goat herd?
reached the limousine.
At the smell my dick.
How do you find sex with giraffes? Is that the, what are some of the mechanical problems about having sex with a giraffe?
Well, you have to climb up their neck every time you want to kiss them. And it's just, can't 69. It's impossible. I was trying to... It's a way where he could slice about a 7-foot hunk out of the neck and then rejoin the head, but they didn't cooperate with that shit too much.
Well, how is that? How is that giraffe slit as compared to a groupie slit?
Well, you don't have to climb a stepladder to fuck a groupie. On the whole, giraffe slit is it's diamond shaped. It's got raspy teeth, so you have to
get in quick.
Clicks like a camera shutter. You have to really be a quick bastard.
Well, you're from Texas, originally one of your hallucinations.
Yeah, we kill people.
Can you give us some inside gossip about the Johnson family?
Oh boy, are they sick. Man, they've got this room. They used to have it in Austin. In their house, they had this room. It's egg shaped. And they had sound effects speakers that would go boom, 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 boom. And it was a heated two-body heat. And they'd all get in there and take off all their clothes and fill it about half full of a mixture of Vaseline and chili pepper sauce. And get in there. That's a popular dish in Texas. Slam-a-lotta, they call it. And they'd get in there. Turn all the lights off. It was like a sensory deprivation room. And they just get in there and float around and sort of sub-Vaselinic orgies. Half of Austin police force used to go in there. They filmed a couple of segments of it.
What segments?
Well, they had the special camera that could photograph under Vaseline through chili sauce. And, It was incredible. They'd all be floating around in this big daisy chain, mouths glued to genitals, in a big circle, very slowly.
It's like Aqua Kid.
They have webbed feet, you know.
Well, they're floating around in a...
They just float around and eat each other. And the sperm would just sort of float around the bassinet. Like those paperweights with snowstorms. Opal chips through glycerin.
Well, it's been a marvelous delight to talk to you. From your vast experience in the human sexual orbit, what has been your most disgusting thing you've ever seen?
Oh, when I was about 8 years old, I was with the circus, and there was this fat lady on there, and she was about 8 feet tall and 8 feet wide. Matter of fact, she didn't have any sides. And she had an enormous cunt. It was about like a number two wash tub. And she used to ball the elephants. After the show was over, the old farmers would be able to get the word, and they'd pay $5 to see the elephant ball all this fat woman. So I was interested in photography, interuterine photography, so I climbed in there one time with a scuba outfit on and a camera with a light and everything, and I actually photographed from the inside cunt's eye view of being fucked by a bull elephant. She thought the elephant had come. Everybody got confused and she started scratching her head. That's about the most disgusting thing.
Do you have any messages for the teenagers of America?
Yes, boys, what you do for fallout is reinsert and shorten stroke.